bunch of
Hey
amateurs.
everybody, 2 days in a row where we're doing the Goots cast. What the pandemic really has come back. Not everyone
has it
knows.
Really? Didn't seem like it tonight.
yo, can I just tell you, every week when I'm out, fucking Twitter makes AEW sound like the most exciting show on the planet. And then finally I watch tonight, and aside from two or three things, it was a very boring episode.
Oh my gosh, you know when I was out, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, man. The 1 week Ray decides to watch this show, it is like an average to almost boring show.
But can I tell you, like, I
swear, it has been like this for the whole month of July.
I know, and then this show was like so. Can I tell you though? I looked up some of the wrestling reporters, like Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. I looked up his Twitter. He's tweeting like this show is fucking insanely exciting. He's like
tonight's show.
Yeah, he's there. Like, these journalists are still tweeting like this show's like incredible, and I'm like, this was an average fucking show. Like,
it was average show, very average.
These guys, I've never seen. Not even when ECW was around, I've never seen people like my age or like your like 25 just like fucking like go gaga for a wrestling show. Like, we're like teenagers and they're fucking BTS or some shit. I've never seen grown men do this with a wrestling show before. Because this was not that great of an episode.
No, this was a very average episode.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, for like a whole month, Dynamite's been really, really exciting.
I think that
I think they're saving things
for Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think totally Friday they got something big planned, and I think I know what it is.
What do you think, Buddy Murphy?
No, that's horrible. No, I think something's going to happen at the Christian match. I don't think I don't think we're getting so. When they first announced that Kenny Omega and Christian are the main event at All Out, I was like, that's fucking stupid. Why would you do that? That's fucking horrendous, bro. That's like an impact move. And then they all of a sudden, later on, they make the announcement. Something's going to happen at that match. We're not getting Christian Kenny Omega at All Out. I'm going to say that right now.
Mm-mm. They're doing it on Friday for a reason. That's why we're not getting
We're getting all of a sudden like Christian. Either Christian's going to do the finger poke. Either they're going to, like, do, like, some type of heel turn for Christian, and he gets – Kenny Omega just lays down, he gets the impact belt, and then Kenny Omega doesn't have to do double duty anymore, and Christian can go do double duty. Or they're going to fucking – Christian's getting written out for like, a month. He's getting written out for All Out.
Or he gets, like beaten to death. Like,
something's,
you know, like,
gonna
like
happen.
Oh! Like, you know, all the being the elite, they all attack him, and he's like, oh, Christian's like, you know, he's
and
out.
And I still think it's going to be Hangman Page and Kenny Omega at All Out. Now that they announced this.
That's
or
yeah.
Or Brian or CM Punk. I don't think it's going to be Christian. Something's going to happen.
I think someone is showing up, though, on Friday. Someone not like – it's got to be either Ruby Riott or Buddy Murphy, because they having somebody come out.
I think
out
it's going to be Ruby Riott.
Yeah, something's gonna happen, and people are gonna.
But I think you're gonna see like definitely like. I could also see Christian turning heel so he could feud with Jungle Boy. I think that's a good person for Jungle Boy to feud with for a little bit.
That's actually pretty good too.
Like, but you could do the finger poke of doom, to making fun of because the Elite wants to be the NWO. So Kenny Omega walks in, Christian hits with the finger poke, he pins him. And Kenny Omega, excuse me, I just don't want to fucking be an impact.
Wow, you're really sold on this finger poke thing. You really think it's going to happen, finger poke.
That's what I would think, because Christian's better as a heel. He can feud with Jungle Boy. He can put Jungle Boy over. And then Kenny Omega can get out of impact without having to put anybody over.
I'll bet you that they won't do any finger poke at all. Like, if they don't do a finger poke, you have to wear that wrestling belt everywhere you go for a week.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Like, everywhere you go,
I don't care that much. That's what I would do. I just think Christian works better as a heel, or they're going to beat the shit out of Christian. It's weird that it's for the Impact belt. That's the
yeah, yeah.
It just feels like they want to get rid of the Impact belt and they're using Rampage as an excuse.
Yeah, yeah. There actually a lot of Impact tonight, but let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's live, as always. By the way, they started off with a graphic of Bobby Eaton. I don't know. Did they do it on? I watched Raw, but I fast forwarded so fast. I don't know if they did it or not.
I don't know if they. I didn't watch Raw, so I couldn't tell you. They might have done it on SmackDown. Did they do it on SmackDown? They did it on 205 Live.
I watch everything. If I don't review it, I watch it so fast.
They did it on This Week in WWE. They did.
Yeah. Well, they did a graphic for Bobby Eaton, which is pretty nice.
That was nice.
Yeah. Starts off in Pittsburgh, and we start off with an MJF promo about Jericho's fourth labor versus Wardlow. And he is eating an apple. Is that supposed to signify something? Because, like, it was super annoying that he was eating an apple while he was talking.
I just thought he was ripping off Carlito.
I thought he was like making a reference to Carlito, but then he gives it to Wardlow, and Wardlow like scrunches it, and I think maybe that was the whole plan, which is really stupid.
It was supposed to be so Wardlow could be like, "I'm gonna crush Jericho," I think.
Yeah, I guess that was really stupid. You know what? They could have easily done that without him eating the apple while he's talking, because that was pissing me off. Because I hate watching people try to talk with fucking food in their mouth.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, you know what they could have done? Come hold the apple, do the whole promo, and at the end, bite the apple, toss it to Wardlow, Wardlow crunches in his hand. Simple as that. I don't know why he had to fucking eat it and talk at the same time. It was so disgusting. Anyways, first matchup is Young Bucks and Kenny Omega versus the Sydal brothers and Dante Martin of Top Flight. Don Callis joins commentary, and I just thought Don was so funny. His math was so funny. He was like, I do commentary for four people. And there's like...
Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
That was so funny when he was messing up the numbers. He was like, I turned it into a six-man booth. They're like, there's only four of us. What are you talking about? He goes, I do commentary for four people. And then that'd be silent. And then Tony Schiavone's like, that's seven. It was really funny.
Yeah.
This was like a showcase for Dante Martin. People were going gaga for this kid.
On the internet, they were loving him. Yes.
Oh, weren't you loving this?
It was all right. Yeah, it was okay.
This kid looked great. Like, I feel like he has something in his shoes. Like, there's no way somebody can jump like that. It's just ridiculous.
It's called cocaine.
Yeah, he is. I mean, like, we had Omega selling for him. We had the Bucks selling for him. Ultimately, they hit the BTE trigger on Dante Martin for the win. Afterwards, Christian comes out with the Jurassic Express. They're all in the ring, and they start cutting a promo. There's a loud CM Punk chant in the audience. Nobody acknowledges it. On Friday night, on Rampage, first episode of Rampage, Christian versus Kenny Omega for the Impact World Championship. Mm-hmm. So, what did you think of this match? What did you think about the brouhaha at the end? Oh, and... Jurassic Express also said we were coming after the tag team titles.
Yeah, that's good. That's good next week. That's good. I think it was the best match of the night.
And, yes, I second that.
And I think that they're setting up something interesting with Christian and Kenny Omega. If they actually go through with Christian and Kenny Omega twice and you have to pay for it the second time, they're really fucking stupid.
No, but I don't think they're doing that. I think they're giving it to us on Friday for a reason.
I think they want us to think they're that stupid, so when they swerve us.
Yeah. I think they realize going with Christian Omega at All Out is a mistake. And I think they're like, but we can't, like, just go back on it because Christian's number one contender. So they were like, we just got to bring, you know.
Well, they should have realized that Christian was going to be the number one contender and done something before they got into this situation. Like, you know, you control the wins and losses. It's not like he actually became the number one contender.
Well, they're doing something now. So let's see where it goes. But I think it's headed in the right direction. That's what I
think. I think so, too.
Yes. What is that on your shirt?
Sting.
Oh, it's a Sting shirt. Oh, that's actually a really nice Sting shirt. I like the colors in it.
Yeah, it's like one of the last Sting shirts they made on WWE. So,
oh, the WWE made that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we get a Malakai Black video package of what he did to Cody Rhodes. I thought it was an okay video package.
It was all right.
You liked it? Yeah.
It was okay.
Do you like this Malakai Black? This is your first
I've really seen a lot of him.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you whether or not. It's worth it.
Your only real taste of him in AEW is his video package, right?
Yeah, because I don't watch the show.
Yeah. What do you think about his black eye thing?
I think it's kind of fucking stupid. I think that's it's
distracting. I also think that it looks like, you know what it looks like?
It looks like he has a rash.
I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like he's wearing makeup and a contact lens because that's what it is.
I think he should just like have no makeup. I don't know why.
Do you think this is one of his ideas at WWE?
Yes.
Junior was just kind of like, That's a brilliant idea. We'll look into that. This guy, and thinking when he leaves, he goes, this guy is a fucking idiot. Yes. I want to paint my eye black. Like I got punched in the face.
Dude, I thought when I saw like just clips, I thought like he had a bruise on his face last week. You're telling me this is on purpose? I thought he had an infection.
Yeah. I like him as a wrestler. I don't like this whole fucking black eye thing. I think it's stupid.
That's fucking dumb.
Whatever. It is what it is. Then we get a teaser for Roads to the Top. It's Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes' reality show. What do you think?
This looks horrible. Everything with Brandi Rhodes makes me want to fucking... Dude, why? I know the AEW marks are gonna like try to defend this. I don't need AEW making a Total Divas, Total Bella style show. I don't need that. That's what this looks like to me. Like,
why? No, this is a vanity project.
This absolutely is horrible. Vanity this project, is, yeah. Why would you approve this? Why would you? It would have been an interesting reality show.
Everything that Brandi Rhodes has been involved in with AEW so far has been a vanity project.
Interesting reality show, to be honest, but I don't think they thought this far ahead. What if Tony Khan had been filming himself while he's pitching AEW to everybody in 2018? That would have been an interesting reality show. Like, Tony Khan forming AEW.
Yeah. Maybe they should... Do you think they were recording all the stuff they were doing?
No, because I don't think they're that smart. So.
Yeah, because if they did that, you know what it could have been? It could have also been a really good documentary.
Yeah, because... when they said there's a billionaire, I remember reading, dude, there were reports like on like Reddit in like September of 2018, like some billionaire is talking to Jim Ross and Chris Jericho. I'm like, oh, this is like a con man. You know what I mean? Like some con man must have got Jim Ross. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it just sounded so ridiculous. There's some billionaire who's going to start a company. And now look where we are 3 years later. But that would be an interesting thing, like, you know, like this guy almost like forming the Avengers, like going to, you know what I mean? That would be, and then like him scouting people in 2019. That would be an interesting show. Not this shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Hopefully they did film and they could turn into something. But yeah, not Roast to the Top. That looks like a
horrible.
Like, looks like pig vomit.
Horrible. You know what? It's like them. I think they're rapidly trying to become WWE. I know, like, they're trying to, like, on the fast track, and they are wrestling-wise, but I think all this outside shit, that doesn't work with AEW. I don't think anyone, and also Brandi Rhodes isn't the one. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it doesn't do it for me. They're, that big, what is it called? The Go Big, Go Home show? What is it called? Big Show?
Yeah, but that's not their show yet.
Yeah, but it's got a little bit of AEW in it, but that's coming back for a second season.
Yeah.
Which is why Cody Rhodes is out. Then we get a video package of Miro, and he talks about how he's a TNT champion and Fuego del Sol is going to be facing him at first episode of Rampage. This is your first look at Miro since he's changed his gimmick, right? He's no longer the best man, and now he's doing this gimmick. What did you think about this video package?
I could – the music and him talking, he talked – I don't know, just that his – I couldn't hear him.
He's squashing people. That's good.
That's good. That's what he should have been doing fucking a year ago.
Yeah, he looks like a badass, which
Instead of hanging around this fucking idiot Kip Sabian. Yeah.
He's like, his gimmick is like, he is like he can't lose because he's God's chosen one. Like, he has been picked to.
Okay, yeah, like, well, yeah, it's good. Yeah,
like that. So I like it. Fine. Then we're going to go to match number two, Daniel Garcia coming out with former Everrise 2.0. Versus Darby Allin comes out with Sting. They do mention that Daniel, on commentary, by the way, I thought commentary was so on point tonight. JR, for all his shittiness, the past month or so, he has been improving on commentary on AEW. Tonight, he was good too. On commentary, they did mention that Daniel Garcia had broken both his legs on the road once, going to an indie show, and he's recovered from that, and that's where he is now, which was kind of very, very, impressive. This was an okay match. Darby Allin hits the coffin drop for the win. Afterwards, Sting beats up 2.0. That's about it. What do you think about this match?
It was a very whatever match. I do like 2.0 on the outside. They're really, I think they should just sign them. They signed everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know if Daniel Garcia or 2.0 are signed. Maybe they're signed.
No, they're not. They should sign 2.0. I don't know about Daniel Garcia, but I like 2.0.
He's very small. Daniel Garcia is very small. Yeah,
I like what 2.0 is doing. They're really showing their personality. Which I don't know why they didn't let them show it on WWE. I don't know why they didn't let these guys
Here's the thing. They did let them show their personality in WWE.
But it wasn't on 205 Live.
Yeah, I know. The only thing was WWE couldn't give a shit. Like, it was like, here are these guys. They're so entertaining. And you're, like, not doing – and you're just like,
I remember they just showed up on 205 Live one week. I'm like, who are these guys with, like, the fat young buck? Like, they didn't fucking – and then they showed no personality. They were just, like, the biggest jobbers. Then they started showing personality towards the end. But it wasn't on 205 Live. On 205 Live, they'd walk out like fucking mutes. And remember, they were with the Bollywood boys. It was just like, now these guys showed more personality in 2 weeks of AEW. Dude, it was just like, what the fuck was the point of Triple H? Really, you've seen it
last week where Matt Martell, the fatter
one. Oh, he marks out to Sting. Yeah, it's a gym.
Oh my God, it's Sting. And then he gets hit with a fucking tope. I thought that was really funny.
I like shit like that because that's how people would react to a legend.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, it was so funny. Mm-hmm. But WWE, they dropped the ball on firing a whole bunch of people. Not just
that. When they dropped the ball on 2.0 and Sting, like that's different eras, but they dropped the ball on so many people.
Who, WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if they use Sting like AEW is using Sting now, you know how over he would be if they put him.
Yeah,
if they put him, I don't know, with somebody, I don't know who they could have put him with back.
They say Daniel Garcia actually did a tryout for them as well, and they decided not.
So to I don't sign see him. Much in him anyway. So
yeah,
this match was kind of whatever.
You know what it was? It was a good match for Darby because it just made him look good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Which he needs to. He needs to just be made to look strong. Then we get a Death Triangle promo in the back. Pac calls out Andrade. What do you think? Let's move on?
Move on, yeah. I didn't really think much about that.
We go to match number three. It is Chuck Taylor, Wheeler Yuta, and Orange Cassidy versus Matt Hardy and Private Party. Mid wins this match. Nyla Rose comes out, attacks Chris Statlander because they got a match next or later on. And then Matt Hardy hits there's a whole bunch of interference because there's so many people. Matt Hardy hits a twist of fate on Wheeler Yuta for the win. And they wrestled through to the second hour. What did you think?
I don't think Matt Hardy should be getting wins right now against these three young guys. You know what the funniest part was? I looked at my phone. I looked up. I'm like, wow, Chuck Taylor got in really good shape. And then I realized it was the Wheeler Dealer guy. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, because then he came in somehow. He got fatter. How does this guy get fatter? At least now he's wearing like a singlet. But
At least wearing a singlet. Yeah.
This guy's getting
fucking. Taylor's not a young guy. People have to understand this. He's kind of older. He's been around.
Dude, I didn't realize also how old the Blade was. I heard the Blade's like oldest.
Blade's really old too. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you need. First of all, I just think Matt Hardy and the Blade and the Bunny take away from H2O and the hybrid.
Matt Hardy's stable is way too big.
Way too big. Why would these?
Three tag teams.
Why would these three tag teams work together?
What?
They're like so different in personality.
Yeah.
I think it should just be the Hybrid Theory and Private Party. You got to get rid. Honestly, dude, they got to learn how to. I know that Tony Khan, the whole thing is Tony Khan doesn't fire anybody. How many? What is he going to employ? The entire planet? Like, what the fuck?
He does have more money than the McMahons.
I don't give a shit. Get rid of Butcher and the Blade. It's over. Like,
oh, I would get rid of them. I actually like Butcher and Blade. I think they look.
I would get rid of them. I would get rid of them and Sean Spears, ASAP.
And
Dr. Luther.
By the way, this is your first time seeing Wheeler Yuta, right?
Yeah, he was good.
He's good. I put him on the same category as Daniel Garcia. I see, like, they don't really impress me. Neither.
This is my thing. I think if Matt Hardy's team's going to get a win against these three guys, who I think. I think there's more future with these three guys than Matt Hardy. It should be one of the Private Party's guys getting the pin. It shouldn't be Matt Hardy getting the pin. I think that's stupid.
Yeah, that's true. I would have had one of the younger guys get the win, mm-hmm. but the fact that they pinned Wheeler Yuta, who's not signed, is fine with me too. You know?
Yeah. I just think there's more of an upside Wheeler Yuta than the internet loves Wheeler Yuta.
He's very plain to me. I've been watching him since MLW when he was Jimmy Yuta, and he just doesn't do it for me.
I like him.
His gear is tacky. He's very, very skinny. He just wrestles that current style where you just do hit move. You don't sell really. Yeah. It's like, eh.
I mean, look, that's everybody in the Best Friends. I don't mind him. If he's gonna join the Best Friends, I don't mind him.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I also be honest with you? Let's also I'm gonna just fucking be brutal here. Why the fuck do you have this many unsigned people on Dynamite every week? Like, Dynamite should only be signed people. I'm sorry. Unless like, and it should be like 2.0 has, and I like what 2.0 is doing on Dynamite.
2.0 is not signed though, yeah.
Yeah, but why the fuck are they on Dynamite then? That's fucking stupid to me.
Okay, you know what I think it is? Because I've thought about this too. I think because they're used to put over other people. Like Daniel Garcia.
I heard Darby Allin.
2.0 they got beat up by Sting. Jimmy Yuta is the one who ate the pinfall. Like, these unsigned guys.
I kind of get that. But, like, you fucking – I heard they have over 100 people officially signed right now. AEW.
Officially signed?
Yeah. Like, the contracts.
I mean, dude, if they got the money, who cares if they have so many people?
No, but I just think, like, if you're going to sign me, I should be on Dynamite. Why the fuck is Wheeler Yuta? Like, it is what it – I mean – I'm trying to who am I thinking of right now?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Sonny Kiss.
Sonny Kiss should be on Dynamite before Wheeler Yuta and 2.0.
I disagree with that.
Well, then fire Sonny Kiss.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah.
There you go. Sonny Kiss, hire Wheeler Yuta. I don't know why
Sonny Kiss or Jimmy, it just makes or, if you or have Janelle need to be on Dynamite.
Dynamite should be the show where you have to fucking it's the A show. It's the A level talent. You don't get on Dynamite if you're fucking Bear Country, okay? Like, that's it. It's over.
I don't mind that so much because it also keeps this kind of thing going where you are, like, you don't know who's going to show up. I like that unpredictability of the show. I really do enjoy that. The Dynamite's kind of, like, become the show where you legit don't know what's going to happen every week, you know? At this point, you can't. People can't. I don't think people can call it as well as they think they can. Because nobody fucking knew Aleister Black was going to fucking show up. Nobody fucking knew that. These journalists can act like, oh, I knew. But nobody was fucking talking about it until he showed up, right? I'm pretty sure. Nobody fucking spoiled it because nobody fucking
knew. Nobody knew.
Yeah. And when they announced that fucking Juventud Guerrero was gonna come. Nobody, I didn't read
it. But that's different. Juventud and Aleister Black, that's different. But like,
no, but what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, I don't mind the fact that they have sometimes people who are not signed to the company on the show because it keeps this unpredictability of Dynamite where you don't know what's gonna happen.
I get that, but it should only be, it should only be for special circumstances. If 2.0 now is going to have three matches on Dynamite. Just fucking sign these guys.
They didn't have three matches on Dynamite.
Next week, they have a match on Dynamite. They're going to fight
Sting. Well, they didn't have a match tonight. They were just...
They were involved in the match. They were there.
Yeah, I see. Getting three TV appearances. Time. Appearances, yeah.
They're getting more TV time than fucking the dancing guy, Angelico.
This could also be like... Tony Khan just trying to like, I want to see what these guys can do.
Okay, see what they can do in Dark or Elevation.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I personally don't mind it so much, especially if they're losing. Now, if they were beating the Sign Town, then I would be like, something's weird, but this is fine with me. I don't really care. Then we get a Andrade's in the back with Chavo Guerrero, and then they say basically, what's your response to Pac? And he goes, I don't want Pac at All Out. So it's going to be Pac versus Andrade and All Out, which is kind of
good. That's going to be good.
That's going to be a very fucking good match. How do you like this pairing of Chavo Guerrero with Andrade? I don't know who that weird lawyer guy is in the back. They got to get rid of that guy.
I don't think he needs Chavo. Sorry.
You don't think he needs Chavo?
No.
Andrade can't really speak English.
Okay, get him somebody else then. I don't think he needs Chavo.
People are saying that they might pair up Andrade with Ric Flair. And I think that's a mistake if they do that.
Yeah, because Ric Flair will eat up all his spotlight.
Eat up all his spotlight, yeah.
Honestly, you're not going to like this because you hate women. I would fucking fire Shawn Spears and put Andrade in MJF's group and have Tully Blanchard talk for him.
Wait, what does that have to do with women?
I just fucking with you. I like
saying that. Oh, okay.
I would have Tully Blanchard be his mouthpiece.
Actually, that's actually would be very good. I would like that. If he was in the Pinnacle, that would actually be very good.
I would get rid of Shawn Spears, put him in the Pinnacle. Yeah.
But I am interested in this Andrade versus Pac match.
All of my ideas for AEW since the pandemic started is like, well, you fire Shawn Spears. Like every idea starts with, they would fucking hate me.
You really don't like Shawn Spears. Yeah.
I really, okay, so what are we doing this week? We're not firing Shawn Spears. That's my idea every week.
We get a Santana and Ortiz FTR video package of this. Like, this feud is not over. We want more blood. They show you that injury again. What do you think about this video package?
It was okay.
All right. Then we're going to go to match number 4, which I thought was the lowest match of the night. It is Nyla Rose versus Chris Statlander. Chris Statlander hits her area 451 top rope, 450 splash. For the win, Chris Statlander is now, I believe, the number one contender for Britt Baker.
I'm glad Chris Statlander beat her. I'm so sick of Nyla Rose.
Oh, Chris Statlander was going to win 100%. I knew she was going to win because Nyla Rose already had her title shot against Britt Baker on Dynamite a couple of weeks ago, and it was not good.
Dude, you ever follow Nyla Rose on Twitter?
Do I follow? I don't follow anybody on Twitter.
Okay. Dude, you go read Nyla Rose's tweets. They all read like your friend Majid. Like, the tweets that Nyla Rose puts out just sound like this big, fat fucking loser. It just doesn't match up. There's something, I don't like Nyla Rose at all, dude.
Nyla Rose?
No, dude, her tweets sound like shit that, like, you or fucking, I'm just, not even you.
Well, give me an example of her tweet. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Give me an example.
She's like, guys, new Street Fighter's out. Oh, my God, I can't hit block. Like, he's just the nerdiest shit.
I didn't understand a single word of that.
What? Guys, the new Street, exactly. I don't understand her fucking tweets. Like, she just tweets like a 13-year-old boy. It's fucking weird.
But what did she tweet? Like, I used to
have tweets about video games and fucking comic books. And
oh, Nyla Rose is into video games and comic books?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Sounds cool. But she, you know me, I am actually not somebody who shits on Nyla Rose, but I will say that her last two matches on Dynamite has been super boring. And one of them was against Britt Baker, and it was not a good match. This one was not a good match. She sucked the life out of the audience, which was super hot.
Because she's not appealing. I would say
Nyla Rose needs to not be on Dynamite anymore. Not for a little bit.
I agree. She doesn't need to be. She's another one who should be fired. I'm sorry.
They need to figure out a way to repackage her, or they need to get rid of her. Yeah. She's not doing it right now. Yeah.
She doesn't do anything. It's bad. It's not good. It's not good.
I would just let her be somebody's muscle. You know? Like, why can't she be like somebody's Wardlow? Like, she should be,
maybe Ruby Solo or Peyton Royce or Ruby Solo. They're muscle.
Yeah. Or turn Red Velvet heel. Put fucking Nyla Rose as a fucking heavy.
How about this? You send an impact and have Jordynne Grace just beat the shit out of her. That'd be great.
Yeah, actually, that is one match I would like to see. Jordynne
Grace has to win.
Jordynne Grace, I want to see her fucking pick up Nyla Rose. And like,
see, that, there you go. That's a good use of
it. Do you think Jordynne Grace could gorilla press Nyla Rose?
No.
You don't think so? She's strong. Jordynne Grace is strong.
Nyla Rose looks like her the weight's uneven too. The thing about gorilla pressing, you have to have the weight evenly distributed. And I feel like Nyla Rose's body is so fucking weird that the weight's all over the place. So you're not gonna be able to get a good grip of the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. That's a good point. All right. Then the tits. This is me personally. Starting from the Matt Hardy match, we just see a drop in the show.
Yes, I agree.
Like, after that match, you see like a noticeable, like, just it peaked so the show started off so strong. The first two matches were good, and then it just fucking nosedives. It just starts going down. The fucking two matches after that stink. Then we get this Young Bucks with the fucking basketball, and then Jurassic Express, and they do this whole fucking basketball thing. That shit, that fucking segment pissed me off. Like, it pissed me off.
I hate the Young Bucks.
Why did they need to put this fucking segment in here? Like, I don't know why they needed to waste, like, even a minute on this. This was so stupid. This was like, this was like raw shit. This was like raw shit.
Vacuum cleaner. Can I tell you, the thing that holds this show back the most are the four original idiots. Cody, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega. They have zero charisma.
I mean, no, I wouldn't. I can't co-sign that, because the first match.
You need to co-sign it. I don't like any. Yes, they did have the best match, but I would put that more on the. But they're just not appealing. They're not. You know what it is?
In my opinion, the Bucks and Kenny Omega, they should only be doing wrestling matches. They shouldn't be doing all these other segments. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. There was this one point in the first match that was kind of funny. Remember when they were doing the singing the Jurassic Express song, and then Kenny goes, "Stop the music." Were you guys saying "whoa" or were you guys saying "no"? That was kind of funny. Did you think that was funny?
No. Oh, yes, I did think that was funny, actually. Yes.
That was, that was really funny, where he was like, "Stop the music." Were you guys saying, I thought he was going to say something important, but he was just like doing a Simpsons reference. Really funny. So sometimes he's got his moments, but for the most part, I only want to see Kenny Omega and Young Bucks in wrestling matches. I hate them doing these like backstage segments. They're all awful. They're so hokey. They're like, they look like they belong on Impact whenever they do shit like this. Like, Impact is king of hokey shit, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So I wasn't too into it. Then we get a Britt Baker Red Velvet package, and then we get a highlight, one of the highlights of the show. Tony Schiavone's in the ring, and he calls out Britt Baker, hometown hero. It's in Pittsburgh. People are fucking doing the rally towels. She comes out looking like a fucking superstar with the fucking gold and black, the black and yellow Pittsburgh colors robe. And then she cuts a fucking vicious promo on Red Velvet. Afterwards, Red Velvet comes attacked, so they pull it apart. I love this segment. What did you think?
Isn't she a bad guy?
Yeah, but she's in her hometown. She just like... She cut a heel promo, but she's in her hometown, so you just can't. People weren't gonna boo her, you know. Yeah. But this is
either, one of the reasons. I think they need to commit to her being a good guy.
Well, I can't. I didn't hear what you said.
They need to just make her a good guy.
She's gonna be a good guy on Friday too.
But no, just make her a good guy. Period.
I think they're doing that thing where they're slowly turning.
No, just do it. Just do it.
I think they're just gonna try to let's just
she was good. I'm tired of
Red Velvet.
Red Velvet sucks. What?
She's very pretty.
Oh yeah, well I think a lot of girls are very pretty. I'm tired of her like always being saddled with Tony Schiavone. I know they have good chemistry together, but it's just like that doesn't seem cool. Like she has to always be interviewed by Tony Schiavone. I don't know.
Oh, I actually like that because Tony Schiavone has like a little crush on her. Like I like that he's like super into. He's standing there with the microphone with like a huge smile on his face the whole time. Like I think it's adorable. I think it's actually very adorable. Britt Baker, as I've been saying for the past few months, anybody who would listen to me, Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa right now are like the best wrestlers right now. Like overall,
no, Britt Baker should have the men's title, well, not just the women's title. She's that fucking good. She's that fucking over in this company. Yeah,
I think they're both on like Becky Lynch level, in my opinion. Like they're the complete package, both of them. Britt Baker looks so fucking good.
They're probably gonna. I mean, I don't know if Becky Lynch is ever coming back. So.
Wait, didn't they keep posting pictures of her like in fucking phenomenal shape?
I know, but I think she wants to do movies.
Movies?
Yeah.
You could do both. Look at John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena's doing both for like a month and then he's going to go back to making more movies.
Yeah, but you know what I would do if I was her? If I don't have an offer to do a film, do some wrestling to make sure your name is still out there. and then you'll get more roles.
I don't know. The fact that she's not coming back indicates to me she might want to have a second kid.
No, I don't. I think they're saving her for like a SummerSlam, bro.
We'll see. Like, I don't know. Becky Lynch is someone I've kind of lost. I mean, this is a whole other. I've kind of lost hope that she's coming back anytime soon.
Oh no, I feel like don't give up hope, bro. Don't give up hope. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think she's coming back anytime soon.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought this was a good promo. Did you like it? Britt Baker promo?
It was okay.
I liked it.
I don't like it when someone's a heel and they're a baby face. I don't care if they're at their fucking house. Like, you're either you're a heel. Don't fucking be a face today and then a heel tomorrow. Just fucking be a heel. I don't like that.
I like seeing the gradual, like, you see the shift happen.
Just go all the way with it. Today, then, if she's gonna be that pandering, then make her then do a double turn today with Red Velvet and her. So I mean, it's just I don't like that shit. So
how do we know we're not gonna see it on Friday?
Then do it on Friday. Good. Hopefully,
yeah. It's a good chance we might see it on Friday because Red Velvet was heavily booed tonight. Definitely,
she should be booed.
Red Velvet, by the way, I think is the perfect opponent for Britt on Friday, and the reason why is whoever's gonna be facing Britt on Friday is gonna get annihilated. It's just like, crowd's going to be against them. It's going to look, and Red Velvet, someone like you could kind of do that with, you know, you can't do that. You don't want to do that with Chris Dallander, obviously. And so it's like, Red Velvet's like the best choice for that, you know, kind of go up against and then lose. Then they do a Ricky Starks, Brian Cage package, and they're going to have a match next week. What did you think?
What was that? What was shown?
Ricky Starks, Brian Cage.
Oh yeah. That was good. That was a good little quick promo. That was good.
Yo, doesn't like Hook? Doesn't he look cool as shit? Like, can't wait to see him wrestle this kid.
Yeah, he's all right.
All right. Then we get match number 5. It is Evil Uno and Stu Grayson of Dark Order versus the Good Brothers for the Impact Tag Team Titles.
This segment on
commentary. Special guest commentator, Scott D'Amore from Impact.
Dude, if I was Jordan Grace or I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm fucking.
No, go ahead.
If I was Jordan Grace or Chris Bay or one of these other, I would be like, so we've had this fucking forbidden door bullshit for like what now? 9 months? And the only people from the fucking company to be on AEW are Scott D'Amore and Don Callis. Really?
And the Good Brothers?
Well, the Good Brothers are already in. Really, Scott D'Amore had to be on Impact. You couldn't fucking at any point you couldn't like do a showcase match and have Jordan Grace beat up the Bunny or some shit. I'm just throwing her name out.
Or send one of your wrestlers to be the special guest commentator.
Or had Rich Swann interfere and attack Kenny Omega when they were like, you couldn't do. But big fat sweaty Scott D'Amore gets to be on fucking AEW Dynamite.
And here's another thing too. He is not good on commentary.
No, he was horrible. You could tell he was like a deer in his headlights. You could tell he didn't know what the fuck to do.
I'll tell you guys why he's terrible on commentary, okay? This is a good example. This match is for the Impact Tag Team titles. His company, Scott D'Amore, is the president of Impact Wrestling. So these are for the titles of your company, right? Mm-hmm. When Evil Uno and Stu Grayson, who are AEW wrestlers, were getting the pinfall, the person who was the least excited was Scott D'Amore. JR and like Excalibur were like, oh my God, we might see new champions. Oh my God, what does this mean? Like, they're flipping out every time there's like a fucking cover. Scott D'Amore could give two shits. Like, he already knew what the finish was, so he didn't fucking care, which is stupid.
Yeah, it is really fucking. Because remember, like when the New Japan guys, Finn Juice, got the tag belts, Tommy Dreamer is like the company's going down the drains. Because so wouldn't Scott D'Amore be like, oh my, be rooting for the Good Brothers to like keep the belts because they're technically Impact guys? Like, why does he not care the Dark Order?
You just saw on Impact on your own fucking show. The whole storyline is how an AEW wrestler has one of your titles and is making your life a living hell. And you're about to see it happen again, and you can't give a shit. Like, no, because you're a fucking idiot, Scott D'Amore. You're a fucking fat idiot.
This whole fucking thing, this whole fucking agreement just seems like it's to benefit Callis and D'Amore and nobody else.
Yeah.
I can't believe when I saw him there, I'm like, this fucking con artist. Oh, you know, here's the other thing. You know he doesn't have a contract with Impact Wrestling, Scott D'Amore, I read on Twitter?
Scott D'Amore doesn't?
No, he is an independent contractor. He just works on it. He does. He's not. So he's running the. So he could technically go to work for WWE tomorrow. Somehow he doesn't have a contract with Impact. So that leads me to think.
Scott D'Amore is like. He's not a performer. He's like the guy who's running the company.
Yeah, but it's freelance. It's an independent contractor. Yeah.
Oh. Well, most people like that, you're not really under a contract. You can just quit.
If you're the fucking guy in charge of the entire company, you should be under a fucking contract. Like, this guy's in charge of your whole company, and you're telling me that he could just show up, and he could just sign, he could just leave Impact tomorrow and like fucking, oh yeah, I signed a contract with Disney. I now work security at the hot dog stand. Like, he could just leave.
Hey, you free hot dogs.
Two fucking guys are running a con. I guarantee you Scott D'Amore's trying to get into AEW. I guarantee you anything.
Yeah, and here's
you guys
the thing,
are running a con with this.
By the way, this is the first time Scott D'Amore has been on AEW. This is the most they've ever talked about AEW on any of their shows, by the way. This is the most.
Impact.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the most we've heard of Impact on AEW.
I know, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't consider the Good Brothers at this point Impact wrestlers because they're more on AEW than Impact.
Yeah.
I want to see Jordan Grace or Rich Swann or W. Morrissey or The Draw, because then the ratings would really go up, on this show. Like, I don't want to see Big
Fat. I want to see, like someone who's, like, really, really affiliated with Impact showing up. Like a
movie. Like Frankie Kazarian ran in, and he's like, oh, he's an Impact original. Okay, great. Yeah, don't remind me that I want to see somebody from Impact now to give like you're so okay.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like,
if you don't watch Impact, if you don't watch Impact, right? If you're like you just like AEW, you don't watch Impact, and you tuned in tonight, all you saw was some big fat annoying fucking idiot that represents Impact Wrestling. Why would you tune in Impact? That's like if WCW when they were dying got to send over one person, like. They got to send over one person to WWE when they were in the when they were dying, and WWE's like, "No, it's cool, we'll promote you." And they send over Mark Madden.
And you know what else they don't? And you know what else they don't do, which is weird. They have AEW has had New Japan Pro Wrestling wrestlers wrestle on Dark. If they're not gonna wrestle on Dynamite, they'll have them let them have a match on Dark, like Hikuleo, right? You'll have an extra match on Dark. You're telling me. Like, Scott D'Amore, you can't just, like, come and be like, hey, can you put one of my boys on, like, a Dark episode, you know, and just, like, have him get a win?
Because they're not looking for the wrestler. They're not looking out for the – I mean, here's the reason I brought up Jordan Grace. She said in an interview and apparently got her heat, I wish the Forbidden Door worked for more than a few people. But it's true.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, why – I think Jordan Grace physically is very impressive. Why would you not put her on AEW? Why would you not have her come out? And throw around Leela Hirsch or somebody or Penelope.
Dude, do you remember when AEW did that women's tag team tournament and the winner was Diamante and what's their fucking Ivelisse?
Yeah, and they're both not even there anymore.
Yeah, and well, Diamante's still there, but at the time, you know, in Impact, the women, they just did the tag team championship tournament thing, right? Where they brought back the knockouts tag team champions, and the champions were. Tasha Steelz and Kiera Hogan. Kiera Hogan's married to Diamante. That's a storyline right there. There's no women's tag team titles in the AEW. Why didn't you just be like, hey, we got these two girls who won a tag team tournament in our company. Can we send them over there? And they can lose to your
They're
tag
running,
team.
These guys like, are running a scam. They're running a scam.
It was stupid. Yeah, it was really fucking dumb.
They could have done something. I didn't like this match either.
This match is okay. It was all right. They hit the magic killer on Stu Grayson for the Good Brothers to win, but too much buffoonery. Kazarian comes out, takes out Brandon Cutler. Not Brandon Cutler. Who did he take out? Did he take out Brandon Cutler? He did. He did take out Brandon Cutler. Then we get a Camille Leyla Hirsch video package. Camille from NWA. She is going to be defending her NWA women's title against Leyla Hirsch at the NWA empowered all women's pay-per-view. I don't know when that's happening. I got to look that up, but that's going to be a match. It's a very lopsided matchup. I don't know if you saw, but Layla's really fucking small. Camille's very, very fucking tall.
I know that Camille's promo was fucking horrible. They should have only had Camille say, there was a reason why they didn't ever talk in NWA.
Yeah.
They should have had her fucking say two words and just showed footage of her working out shit.
Just beating the shit out of people.
Yeah. Like, there was no reason to have her talk this. Why would you have Camille talk this much? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
But I like that they're actually giving NWA a lot of stuff.
Dude, can I just tell you something that's so fucking frustrating about this fucking show and wrestling in general? Is every week I don't watch this show, the fucking internet is like bending over backwards to masturbate to how good this fucking show is. And then I watch it and I have a million fucking problems with it. I'm just always like, what the fuck was this? What the fuck was that? Like, whenever I sit there, watch next week, CM Punk's gonna come out and Braun Strowman and fucking, yeah, they're gonna have a nine-star match between fucking Kenny, between Jericho and MJF. Like, and I was, oh my god, the greatest 2 hours of wrestling ever. And then the next week I tune on, it's gonna be like a 40-minute match with Red Velvet versus fucking Camille or something.
Yeah, it's very weird. To this week, they were on a roll for like a month, and then tonight,
every time I put this show on, it fucking stinks. All right, let's keep
it's going. Like, I'm like, today's just an average episode. It was like,
no, they're like, oh, Ray's watching, don't fucking make it bad.
Yeah, we got Tony Schiavone in the ring, he's interviewing QT Marshall, and Aaron Solo's in the ring, and he goes,
oh my god.
I'm not going to apologize, but I'm going to beat up your son, Tony Schiavone, because I know he wants to be a pro wrestler. Brings out Chris Schiavone into the ring. They fucking beat him up. Big show. I mean, Paul White comes out, fucking slow walks it, and he chokeslams Aaron Solo. Another, you know what they could have used this for? They could have put this on Elevation or Dark, and it would have made more sense.
Well, hold on. I think this was to promote Elevation.
Go ahead. What?
First of all, Tony Schiavone's son, he's 36 years old and he's not a wrestler yet. He wants to be a wrestler at 30 fucking six.
How do you know that?
I looked up. I couldn't. They mumbled. I couldn't tell if that was his son or not. So I fucking checked Twitter and that is his son. And one guy goes, he's 36. Then the other thing is the guy gets hit. Is that QT Marshall's finisher, the movie hit him with?
Diamond cutter, yeah.
Okay. And he's up. He's just up.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely
not. He's not like even still. That guy should have been dead. He should have been dead. They should have to call the paramedics on this fucking guy. This fucking guy's just walking around like nothing happened.
He's not a wrestler. Yeah. He wants to be a wrestler. He's not a wrestler.
But then why even? And then Tony Schiavone, too. This is his son. No one's ever attacked Tony Schiavone. Ever. 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 No one's ever attacked Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone. Now. Not only is Tony Schiavone getting beaten up, but his fucking kid's getting beaten up. And Tony Schiavone is like, he could barely act. It was so, why would you put Tony Schiavone in this fucking situation? And a 36-year-old man going, I want to be a wrestler. All right, you should have had that, you should have done that 15 years ago.
Stop relying on your dad.
Why are we going to put you on? Yeah. You look old as fucking shit. Oh, you did it. You look so bad. Somebody thinks they're going to do QT Marshall versus Big Show at the pay-per-view and make it like a 3-minute squash. I'm perfectly fine with that, though.
Happening? I think Big Show, because, you know, he signed on to wrestle, but Big Show, I think, wants to work very limited, and he only wants to work with someone who's, like, a good wrestler who won't be doing, like, crazy shit.
Big Show squashing QT Marshall and his whole group.
What?
I think Big Show squashing QT Marshall is a great use of Big Show.
Yeah, yeah. I think Big Show personally wants to work with QT. He's like, dude, I want to work with someone who's going to make me look good, but also, like, not fucking hurt me. Like,
but
not
you, I don't know if this was – but that fucking kid, when he stopped selling QT Marshall's finisher, it was like, dude, you just fucking killed QT Marshall. If he can't take out this kid, then how could he take out – like, why did Cody Rhodes have any trouble with him?
Yeah, yeah, he had a diamond cutter to kick it back up, and he was like, ow. That punch in my stomach that you gave me hurt a lot.
He was not even selling anything. He was like, oh, you want to go get food, Big Show? Like, yeah. It was fucking brutal.
That punch hurt me more than your fucking finisher, bro.
I hope, dude, never put Tony Schiavone in a physical angle ever again. Let him just be an interviewer. Like, you know, you didn't have people beating up Mean Gene. You know why? Because Mean Gene probably couldn't sell.
I don't like the nepotism in AEW. I, you know, when AEW first started, Cody Rhodes specifically made a point to say there's going to be nepotism in AEW. And he says, I like nepotism. He made a point of saying that. He goes, I think nepotism is a good thing. You give your friends and family members a job, and they rise up to it. I disagree. I totally disagree.
I think nepotism is good in certain areas. Like, guys, for example...
Yeah, go ahead.
The Rock sucked when they first hired him, but he's good. And like, The Rock is a good, like, when you have someone like, he's a third generation superstar, and now look at him, he's a WWE champion. That's great. When Randy Orton steps up, that's great. If Hook is as good as everyone thinks he's going to be, that's fucking good. That's amazing. You know, oh wow. But it's gotta be the right guy. It can't be Arn Anderson's son looks like shit. Tony Schiavone's son looks like shit. Like,
no, but that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, that's a problem.
Someone like The Rock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put him on TV right away and just be like, they fucking made sure that guy got ready and shit. And he looked like $1 million too, right? He looked like a fucking $1 million too, you know? Mm-hmm. When they put like Randy Orton, they didn't just bring up Randy Orton like, oh, he wants to be a wrestler. He's my son. Let him wrestle. No, they fucking made him go through training. He looked like $1 million and then he fucking brought him in. Yeah. These sons of fucking wrestlers and wrestling people who are affiliated with wrestling, they just go to their dad. Dad, I kind of want to be a wrestler. Can I just like come with you one day to a fucking episode of fucking AEW? Can I come to your job and maybe just put me on TV? It's like, no, I don't want to. You look like shit. If you can't fucking wrestle, you should not be on fucking TV. You know?
If you can't sell for QT Marshall, what the fuck?
They're only getting on TV. Brock Anderson and Tony Schiavone's son only got on TV.
What happened to Brock Anderson? Shouldn't he be challenging Malakai Black?
Because he can't wrestle.
Like, but then why was he on Dynamite?
That's a good example. That's a good point. Exactly. Because of nepotism.
What happened to him?
They realize he's not that good, so they fucking put him on Dark.
Okay, but shouldn't he like be upset at Malakai Black? He doesn't care that Malakai Black beat up his dad.
He didn't beat up his dad. He beat up Cody.
Yeah, he did. Malakai Black beat up Arn Anderson. He hit him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Brock's not that good. Dude, this is because of nepotism. I don't agree with the fucking nepotism.
No.
This is why Brandi Rhodes gets so many fucking things going, because she is like fucking wife of the guy who's running the company. And she's like, oh, I want to do this. Like, no, some of these fucking ideas you have are terrible. Don't fucking... You're getting it. You're only getting these opportunities because you're married.
Dude, I love that. Like, oh my god, this is such a good. This show's been so good, and that, like, we're watching this episode, and we're like, this thing sucks.
It's not like Raw levels terrible.
No,
but today's episode was very similar to like NXT's episode from yesterday. It's just like nothing happened. It's a nothing happening show. Right. Speaking of nothing happening. They show you Joey Janela turning on Sonny Kiss from Target.
And by the way, they could have had that the angle they did a super kick, you could see it miss from a mile. Why the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Why was that the angle they used on the recap?
This is why Sonny Kiss, I think, should not be on Dynamite.
Yeah.
You know? And Joey Janela too. This is why I said they're on the contract. They don't need to be on Dynamite.
I love the fact, by the way, Jimmy Havoc now is some loser with a real job. I love the Jimmy Havoc.
You know what? I'm fine with him. He's moving on with his fucking life, you know? He realized he's done in wrestling. Yo, would you rather him be like a fucking, what's his fucking name? Joey Ryan, where he's like, I'm going to secretly try to come back to wrestling. He's always trying to come back to wrestling.
No, that's good. That's good. But you know what? It's so funny because like, I remember when I went to the Progress show and people were shitting Jimmy fucking Havoc, and I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, this guy looks like a fucking nobody. Like, why are people chanting?
When you looked at Jimmy Havoc, you look at him and you go, I could kick this guy's ass.
Yeah, right? Now he even looks more like a nobody. I love it. That's the thing with Joey Janela. Like, these guys have no charisma. They have nothing. They offer nothing. A lot of these guys. There's no reason to keep them around.
Yeah. I'm glad Joey... I'm not trying to endorse what he did, but I'm glad Jimmy Havoc isn't being a sourpuss on social media or... Like an Elgin or a fucking Joey Ryan. At least he's like realized, yeah, I pay for what I did, and I'm out, you know. He's being a man about it at least. All right, match number six, our final match: Jericho versus Wardlow in the fourth labor Jericho, there's some shenanigans. Jericho hits the Judas Effect for a win. Afterwards, Spears comes out. Sammy comes out. You know, Pinnacle versus Inner Circle. And the fifth labor, Jericho's fifth labor, is that when he fights MJF next week, he cannot use – there's no Judas Effect, no move Judas Effect, no singing of Judas Effect. This was stupid. What a boring, boring way to end the show. This is so boring, the way to end the show. It was just anticlimactic in every sense of the word. This match sucked.
I thought he had to have five matches to get to MJF. I thought there were the five.
No, I guess, yeah, MJF is the fifth one. I have no idea.
Why would you not just keep having him keep doing labors until All Out, and then he has to fight him at All Out?
I don't know where they're going with this. People have said the rumor is MJF's the guy who's going to retire Jericho. That's what they're rumoring.
Jericho's not leaving. Jericho's not going anywhere.
I think it's time for him to retire. I really
do. I agree. He's not.
Because you know what? You don't want to... You want to retire when people
This match sucked, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. That's what I'm saying. It was like Jericho, if he retires now, he's retiring at a good point in his career where people don't have – we still have fond memories of him, him wrestling.
They did this thing all fucking wrong. They should have switched Wardrobe and Wardrobe and fucking Wardlow. Wardlow and Nick Gage. Is it Nick Gage?
Yeah, Nick Gage. Yeah.
Nick Gage should have been the last one, not Wardlow. Wardlow should have been after Sean Spears. Juventud stay where he is. And then it's like, all right, now I'm pulling out the big guns. Why would you pull out someone that big for only the second labor? You know?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
It was done very because like
you know what it is? You know why it is? Because if you had Nick Gage and then you had Juventud Guerrero, next person automatically people are like, oh my god, who's gonna be next? Oh, it's just Wardlow. It's just a letdown, you know?
Yeah, because if it was Wardlow was second, you'd be like, oh, it's just gonna be the Inner Circle. And then you have Juventud like, oh wait a minute, this is weird.
Yeah, like I thought it was gonna be Jack. Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, how's he gonna get past Nick Gage to get to MJF? And have the announcer say he's gotta they did it wrong because they peaked with Nick Gage.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. If you look at the order of this, you're right. The order was done completely wrong. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All in all, terrible episode. They should be. They lost all their momentum, and I guess Triple H is safe.
Yeah, sorry.
This was a terrible show. I was.
Your return episode is a shitty one.
This was horrible. This was boring as fuck. One
Rampage on Friday. I'm having. I have high hopes for it. So.
I have my show. All right, guys, we might be back next week. We may not if COVID gets worse. Although I guess everyone's just deciding we're gonna just pretend it's not there. We may be back 7 nights, but hey, we're here tonight. So
why are things that bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. We're just not gonna even acknowledge it. I guess as a country, I don't know. This is such a weird. This is a really weird time.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Have a good one.